The month-long Muslim holiday of Ramadan began last night at sundown. It goes on through May 23rd. Like so many other aspects of life, it's something that's been changed drastically by the coronavirus pandemic. For a look at how, we're joined this morning by Amr Alfas, Executive Director of the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask, what's the single biggest way you expect the celebration of Ramadan will be different this year because of what's going on right now?
The mosque for us in Ramadan means like this is the hub where everyone, like the rich and the poor, all the diverse Muslim community, they come together in the mosque. So right now, this is the first time ever in our lives to have this month without the mosques being open.
So what are you hearing from people who attend services at the mosque about this lack of being able to get together and pray together?
So people are in a different, I would say, emotional stage right now. Some people accept that and they are heartbroken. Some people are still in denial. It's an emotional bond that's right now we are dealing with it. And there's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately.
What advice are you giving people in terms of prayer? Since prayer is usually a communal thing at this time, what are you telling folks to do?
So I will tell you, I think this is a very nice moment to reflect on the prayers, because I would say previously we thought that although it's like advisable to go to the mosque and pray, however, we got to have this thinking that it has to be done this way. However, this is another way of praying and connecting to God individually. You don't have to connect via a group. So right now we are telling them, hey, this is the fate and a destiny we are facing all together, but we still have the luxury of praying to God and asking him that everything will be okay, be normal, and preserve us and preserve our beloved one and health and our country.
Let me ask about the end of the 30-day period of Ramadan about a month from now. Usually there's a celebration. What's going to happen?
This is a very good question and a very hard one to answer as well, because like actually after those 30 days of fasting and worshiping God, usually we have our Eid, which is feast, at the end of this period. And this is the days that we show that we are happy and we are really happy, and our kids to get dressed, and we get dressed in a very colorful, cheerful dressings, and we go out together and we pray together in like a very big gathering. Unfortunately, this won't happen this year. And this is another thing that we have to face and we have to accept. So this is something that's, to be frank, one where we weren't prepared for it. We have to face it and live it. We have to get a message out for our community that we've been asked by God and his prophets, peace be upon him, to show happiness on those days. And we have to do that.
Amr Alfas, Executive Director of the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, and many blessings, I'm sure, for Ramadan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.